This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths from the COVID-19 virus worldwide is now more than 170,000 people, with nearly 2.5 million confirmed cases. In the United States, the death toll is pushing toward 43,000, and the number of infections is nearly 800,000. Governors from both parties are pushing back after U.S. President Trump accused Democrats of playing a very dangerous political game by insisting there is a shortage of tests for the coronavirus. The governors countered Monday that the White House must do more to help states do the testing that's needed before they can ease up on stay-at-home orders. Supply shortages have stymied U.S. testing for weeks. The needs range from basic supplies like swabs and protective gear to highly specialized laboratory chemicals needed to analyze patient results. The governor in the U.S. state of Colorado says that the statewide stay-at-home order will expire next week. Democratic Governor Jared Polis says that he will allow a gradual reopening of non-essential businesses and permit surgical procedures and other activities suspended by the coronavirus fight, as long as strict social distancing and other individual protective measures continue. Polis credited widespread compliance with statewide social distancing and shelter-in-place orders for an apparent leveling off of COVID-19 hospitalizations. Georgia's governor plans to restart the state's economy before the end of this week. He says many businesses that closed to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus could reopen as early as Friday. Georgia's timetable is one of the most aggressive in the nation. It would allow gyms, hair salons, bowling alleys, and tattoo parlors to reopen as long as owners follow strict social distancing and hygiene requirements. By Monday, movie theaters may resume selling tickets and restaurants. Limited takeout orders could return to limited dine-in service. I'm Tommy. This is VOA News. The South Korean government on Tuesday said that it is looking into U.S. media reports saying that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in fragile condition after surgery. Officials from South Korea's Unification Ministry and National Intelligence Service said they could not immediately confirm that report. CNN cited an anonymous U.S. official who said Kim was in grave danger after an unspecified surgery. Unification Ministry, which deals with inter-Korean affairs, said it could not confirm another report by Daily NK, which cited anonymous sources to report that Kim was recovering from heart surgery in the capital Pyongyang and that his condition was improving. Speculation about Kim's health was raised after he missed the celebration of his late grandfather and state founder Kim Il-sung on April 15th. The Trump administration and Congress are struggling to seal an agreement on more than $450 billion to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus, but both sides insist a final pact is within reach. President Trump says he expects a Senate vote hopefully Tuesday. As talks continue, the contours of the deal appear largely set. Most of the funding will go to boost a small business payroll loan program that's out of money. Additional help would be given to hospitals, and billions more would be spent to boost testing for the virus. The planned expansion of a number of cemeteries in Rio de Janeiro City has been accelerated in response to the coronavirus pandemic, with 5,000 burial niches and graves now under construction. According to a representative for the company, which manages seven cemeteries in the city, additional workers were hired in February. Rio de Janeiro is the state with the second highest number of victims and confirmed cases in the country. It is also one of several states applying restrictive measures to avoid the spread of the virus, measures rejected by the Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro. His comments have been made 4 days after replacing health minister for disagreement on the way the pandemic has been managed in the country. The Trump administration has appealed a court order that requires a U.S. Border Patrol to provide beds, blankets, showers, quality food, and medical evaluations to migrants held in many Arizona facilities longer than 48 hours. The appeal filed Monday did not list the reason. The government has argued that no constitutional violations had been proven and that it's taken steps to reduce time in custody. The judge ruled for migrants who sued in 2015 over what they call dangerously crowded and inhumane conditions in Arizona's Tucson sector. The judge issued the final order last week, calling for actual beds and washable blankets. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.